Almost 95,000 people have now been tested for coronavirus statewide, but barriers to testing still exist. For perspective on this, we spoke with Dr. Michael Minna, an assistant professor of epidemiology at Harvard specializing in immunology and infectious diseases. Minna says the testing bottleneck today is thanks in large part to a shortage of the single-use plastic nasal swabs used to administer the tests.
We finally got to a point where we actually have almost a surplus of the actual tests themselves. And now it's just getting the sample out of the person. And that requires about a 25-cent piece of plastic that was made by a small number of manufacturers that have actually been hit pretty hard by the coronavirus in their factories. And this has really created a dent in the global supply chain of these small swabs.
So how do we get the system better tuned up to produce more?
Many companies are now getting on board with trying to re-up their ability to produce these swabs in a higher throughput fashion. Some companies like Thermo Fisher, based right here in Boston. And you even see biotech startup companies using 3D printers trying to make some of these swabs to get them out in larger numbers. So people are really becoming quite creative to try to improve this part of the supply chain.
How long before we're up to full testing? And in your opinion, what would full testing be?
I think for PCR testing, which is the type of testing we're doing to look for the virus in somebody's secretions or in their nasopharynx, their nose, we are still not there. We have really increased testing a lot over the last couple of weeks. We're up over 100,000 tests per day in the United States. But in reality, for a country the size of the United States, we really need to be quite a lot higher than that. And I don't know that we'll necessarily get to where we absolutely need to be in terms of testing everyone for public health use. But what we're seeing now is a shift towards what we call serological or antibody-based testing, which is a whole different type of test using a blood sample. And it looks for actually whether somebody has been exposed in the past to the virus. So this can also help offset the need for these viral tests.
But how long do you think it'll take us to get there?
I think we're looking at least at another month before we actually have any substantial amount of antibody testing being done across the United States.
Doctor, let me ask about false negatives. What's your confidence in the test right now?
So the test that looks for the virus, the test itself is actually very sensitive and very specific, meaning that if the virus makes its way into that test, it will be picked up for the most part. Where the problem comes in with false negatives is actually the swabbing of the person's nose. And there we see anywhere from 10 to 15% loss in terms of actually detecting virus. The good thing is that there is not as much variability for people who have a lot of virus in their noses. If you stick a swab into somebody's nose and they have millions of viruses in their nose, you're probably going to be able to detect them without a problem. And these are the people who we're most concerned about transmitting to other people. So the false negatives become a real issue if we're using it to know if somebody has recently gotten over the infection and we're looking for really small numbers of viruses, then the swab can sometimes miss them.
Let me ask about a possible vaccine. Last time we spoke, you told WBUR you weren't particularly optimistic about an effective vaccine coming online anytime soon, but there have been some developments. Have you changed your view on that?
Phase one trials have actually started, which is amazing. It's really very, very fast to get a phase one trial of a vaccine going, but this is just a safety trial. This doesn't get at how well the vaccine works. It just is designed to make sure that the vaccine is safe to give to people. So the real hard part of the vaccine trials are going to come next, which is trying to see how well they actually work to protect the individual from infection. That will be a longer type of study, and maybe we'll have a vaccine early in the new year.
Dr. Michael Minna, Assistant Professor of Epidemiology at Harvard, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time, Doctor.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.